I have the freedom and their freedom of choice, it seems. And I'm one of the beliefs that I can take a little less choice in some things with a little more choice in others. So I'm saying less choice in breakfast cereal, less choice in shampoo, less choice in toothpaste. I can go with a far less choice in those things. And I can go with more choice on quality of life, quality of education, water, industry that locates my town. You know, those are issues that I think are the qualitative issues of choice. And that is what interests me to have freedom of choice upon. You know, around those issues, not on the first set of issues. So this is kind of the challenge. You know, I look at it and I'm a mom and I try to figure out how to do best I can. So I take the breakfast cereal and I read the box up. I try to see which has the most of the recommended daily allowance and everything on it, which has the least, you know, challenging amounts of, you know, sugar and, you know, the fewest things that I cannot pronounce on the label, not at all bad. And the rule we had to make in my house was basically, and my kids still know this, although it's kind of it's a very interesting rule to see over time, is the rule I made with my kids is that you're only allowed to eat brown breakfast cereal. And that seemed to avoid a lot of unknowns in the breakfast cereal department. And, but what I will tell you is that in the brown cereal, my kids asked me why they only allowed to eat brown breakfast cereal, and I said, because the Creator intended that we should only eat brown breakfast cereal. And that has flown for about 15 years. So I'm telling you that because this is my question as a mother, which is, why should I spend an enormous amount of time making my kids' breakfast cereal boxes and not care about, you know, why should I just care about how much sugar is in my kid's tissue, in my kid, and not care about how much PCB, methylmercury, jet fluid, dioxin, arsenic, or any other of the multitude of chemicals that are in the environment within my kid's tissue? That is the question that I need to ask of a parent. Where is the line, you know, in that? At what point does being a responsible mother end? You know, at what point does it start? So my belief is that we live in a society in which there's about 100,000 chemicals out there. Most of them we cannot pronounce. We have no idea of the combined impact of them. We have individual tests on many of them. But they were not intended, for instance, jet fuel from, you know, the military bases in Massachusetts were not intended to end up in your breastfeed. That was not part of their testing system. But because they're in the water, you know, and you've got toxic plumes under both military bases in Massachusetts and across the country and, you know, around most of the old industrial sites, they are in the water. So all of us are carrying well over our recommended daily allowance of a whole bunch of chemicals, about 500, it is said, in each of our bodies. We have no idea what's in there. We can't pronounce most of them. You've got to get things from dry cleaner chemicals to, you know, lot high levels of dioxin and PCBs, which are probably most prevalent in there. And, you know, we have more chemicals that are impending. And so that is what kind of engaged me politically, is this set of questions. If I tell my kid one thing in my household, should I not hold the same standard in society? Should I not care about what is out there? And so I spent a great amount of time testifying in hearings, and I was telling you at dinner, my friend Justin, that I was down in the Navajo Reservation this last week. I was testifying or speaking to the Navajo Nation Tribal Council and to a lot of Navajo agencies. And what I was trying to do was encourage them to pass a law banning any uranium mining on the Navajo Reservation, which is a huge issue in that area because of a lot of uranium that's underground. And right now, the issues around global climate change and the energy industry are about to double the price of uranium in this country. And 2 days ago, the Navajo Nation passed a law banning uranium production. And so that was why I was doing it. You know, and I wrote a letter to the tribe and I said that I am eternally grateful that there will be less radiation because they will not mind uranium.